ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد in our shukr series today I want to remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran he mentioned fa inna ma'al usri yusran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with difficulty there is ease, with difficulty there is ease. I want to remind myself and you that we even need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the difficulties that we find ourselves in. Now obviously we don't ask for these difficulties, we don't ask for tests, and we ask actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all difficulties, all tests. But when these tests happen, then it's very important to see them in the perspective of the Quran and see how this test and this difficulty and this calamity and this tragedy is actually a means of earning closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'iyyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. In the famous ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He will surely test us with difficulties, ranging from difficulties which are financial, difficulties which are in terms of health, difficulties which are in terms of loss to life, and other difficulties, difficulties in terms of security and safety. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He announced glad tidings for the people who have sabr, and the people who do not complain, and the people who get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned who these people are. And He said that these are the people who when they lose something, they say that we are from Allah and to Allah is our return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. That on these people is the blessing from their Rabb. وَرَحْمَةٌ and the mercy of their Rabb. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And verily these are the people who are rightly guided. Now these basharat of rahmah, of maghfirah, of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salam min rabbina, are all related to our behavior and our reaction to loss, our reaction to difficulty. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, take the help of sabr and salah. Sabr is to do the utmost, and salah is the dua after the sabr. After we have done the utmost, to make dua and is to stand in salah, is to pray and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help. And this is what leads to closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ma'al usri yusran, that with the difficulty is the ease, is with the difficulty is the ease that comes to the believer from remembering Allah jalla wa ala. The ease that comes to the believer from remembering that the one in whose hand is the solution to the difficulty is far bigger and more powerful than that difficulty can ever be. To understand that this difficulty does not come because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to trouble us or wants to torture us, but it comes because this is another, if you want to call it, a rule of nature, if you like to call it, which is that the difficulty comes in order to get us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mount Everest is 8 something kilometers high. Now if you walk a 9 kilometers on a plain road, on the level road, and you say that I am equal to Edmund Hillary who climbed Mount Everest, and I'm actually bigger than that because I walked, my achievement is bigger than his because I walked 9 kilometers on the earth, whereas Edmund Hillary also walked 9 kilometers on the earth, and therefore he walked 8 kilometers on the earth and I walked 9 kilometers on the earth, and therefore my achievement of walking on a plain road is more and gives me greater satisfaction and is more laudable and worthy of praise than Edmund Hillary's climbing or scaling Mount Everest. That would be a ridiculous statement, because the achievement is directly proportional, the satisfaction for the achievement is directly proportional to the difficulty in attaining it. It's not 8 kilometers or 9 kilometers, it is the angle of the 8 kilometers or 9 kilometers. When that 8 kilometers has to be walked, which is almost perpendicular to the earth, where it is almost vertical, then that 8 kilometers walking is far more valuable than that 8 kilometers walking on the horizontal earth, because the walking on the horizontal earth is easy, whereas walking, climbing Mount Everest, even though in terms of distance is the same, is far more difficult. And therefore, difficulty actually enhances the sweetness of the win. The difficulty enhances the sweetness of the achievement. And that's what is being mentioned here in a spiritual context, which is to say that difficulty is the one that gets you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know this in our lives as well, that even the people who are, even people who are completely oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even people sometimes maybe they don't even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a regular basis as they should, even people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they get into tough situations, when they know there is no hope and they know that there is absolutely no hope of them resolving the solution on their own, they turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in terms of proverbs, or even in terms of phrases of speech, what do we say when we see something which is calamitous, which is something which we say, oh my god, right? And that oh my god is what? It is not really turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any meaningful sense, but I'm saying that the reflex action of the human being is to call upon God. Even the atheist probably says, oh my god. I mean, he doesn't even believe in God, but he says, oh my god. So the point I'm saying is that, alhamdulillah, I want to reiterate, we're not saying we ask for difficulties, we don't. We ask for protection from difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep our life free from all difficulties and all loss. But if and when it happens, then we don't complain. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use this difficulty to draw us closer to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty from our hearts. My brothers and sisters, think about this. The many hadith, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if I take away the two things that my slave loves so much, and then he does not complain, then what else can I do for my slave than to give him Jannah? And those two things he mentions are the eyes. But people who lose their eyesight, in old age, it often happens that you had a good eyesight, but when you grow old, the eyesight, it starts to become weaker and weaker. In some cases, you lose the eyesight. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have sabr, if you don't complain, if you are patient with that, then I will give you Jannah. What about the issue of parents who lose their children? I mean, it's a terrible tragedy. May Allah protect all of us from this. To lose a child, no matter how small, young or old that child was, but for a parent to know that their child died before them, this is a terrible tragedy. The ones who we thought will take us to our grave, we are taking them to their grave. How tragic is that? But for the parents who behave in that situation, who behave with calmness, who behave with sabr, and who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, my child was never my personal property. I was not the creator of my child. The child belonged to the creator. The creator called him back. It is the right of the creator. Alhamdulillah, the creator gave that child to me for several years for me to enjoy the company of that child. Alhamdulillah, the creator takes the child back to him. It is his right. The child belonged to the creator anyway. For someone to take away something that he owned, how can anybody complain? So I do not complain, and I have sabr. When a person behaves like that with the death of a child, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a child dies and Malakul Maut comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how did you find my slave? And Malakul Maut said, Ya Allah, I found him in a state where he had sabr and she had sabr. The parents of the child, the mother and the father, they had sabr. They were not complaining. They were sad. They were weeping. They were crying because of the loss, but they were not complaining. And they were not yelling and screaming, and they were not saying anything negative about this. And they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you be witness. On the day of judgment, I will grant Jannah to these people because of how they responded to that calamity. How many things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a thorn does not prick the foot of the believer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a sin for that. Any kind of calamity that befalls a believer, no matter how small, no matter how big, is a means of forgiveness, is a means of Jannah, is a means of earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the thing that the believer does is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and says, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise and all thanks is to Allah, no matter what situation that I find myself in, because we know that that situation, no matter how good or bad it is going to end. That one day everything comes to an end in this world, and a believer who knows that is always thankful for that. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this sense of thankfulness and to always help us to remember that this life is not forever and that the akhirah is forever. And therefore we use this life in order to build our akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.